This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're on easy street.
Hey, what is this? Super Don, what are we? Why are we opening up with folk banjo music? That doesn't sound like a rock in the health world. What is that? What is a song about Easy Street? What is that?
That was actually a special request, I believe.
Special request from who? Who contacted you?
From some diehard Walking Dead fans out there that are listening right now. Which I happen to also be one of them. So
we played the theme for The Walking Dead. That was not the theme for The Walking Dead.
No, well, I'll just give you a little context. Last night's episode, episode 3 of season 7.
Okay.
Which everybody waited for, you know, for a whole week to watch. There was a scene where one of the characters named Daryl is being kept in a cell, and they use that song over and over and over as a form of torture so that he can't sleep and he's just constantly. And you've heard of this sort of thing. It's kind of a torture technique where you blast music, right?
But it's so fake, though, because if they would have real done a torture song, it would have been like something from the disco era.
Well, I tell you what. You could probably turn on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and everything like that right now, and that could be a similar form of torture right now.
Yeah, I think I would rather listen to that opening song.
I'll take the song any day compared to what it is that we're being inundated with right now the day before Election Day.
So, Super Don, are you telling me that The Walking Dead is kind of a mirror reflective of the torture that the campaigns have been over the past year and a half? and they want to be like that main character locked in a cell and listening to folk music with banjos.
If I could be in a medically induced coma for the next 36 hours, I would do it. It's really, really gotten bad, I would say, just in the last 12 hours leading up to what, you know, everybody's going to be facing tomorrow. Which is the selection of the next president of the United States. And, you know, I'm just going to take a moment here to scold some people.
Okay, scold away.
Can I do that?
Yeah, well, we have some silver hydrosol to heal the wounds.
Folks, Facebook is just completely gone full retard, and I did use the word with the R word because I had to. I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
And I would just caution people that before you share stories on Facebook about Hillary Clinton, I'm no Hillary Clinton fan. I'm not really a Trump fan. Okay, definitely not a Hillary fan. Before you share stories on Facebook, please just kind of verify whether they're accurate or not, because there is a lot of stuff out there that is going around, being passed around all over the place and shared.
You know what? You're just one of those mainstream media lovers. You just think everything coming out of the regular media is just truthful and accurate. And if somebody posts anything outside of the script, then it's a conspiracy theory. I know you, Super Don.
You know what I am? I'm one of those objective, guys that try to stick to some semblance of intellectual integrity. Mm-hmm. And I vet everything. I was doing show prep today.
Yep.
And I'm going through the news and the stuff on Facebook, and I swear about 50% of the stories that I pulled that were just big, oh my goodness, that's just a hell of a headline right there,
yep,
was junk. It was stuff that people are putting out there because there's a big fervor right now over what's going on with the election. And well, so, you know, in my opinion, and this is my last 2 cents on this thing,
okay,
is there is plenty out there for us to criticize Hillary Clinton for without having to invent things.
Right. Well, I say what is good about this election, Super Don, and I've said it a few times over the years leading up to it, if I can call it years, it's a year and a half, but that this election could be the one that finally delegitimizes the election process, delegitimizes the federal government as an arbiter of what is correct, what is lawful, what is legal, what is not. I've been over it for a long time, and we talk about principles here. We reveal and release and relay principles. And if you know, even if someone we would politically disagree with on a lot of things, if they're right on one thing, we'll say, "Oh, you're right on that." Okay, we're cool with that. I think we have some level of objectivity. I am honestly and openly annoyed that half the electorate would say, I like my ideology so much that even if the woman I support doesn't support it fully or totally or not even close, I'm still going to vote for her because she's in the party I think is the one that's closest
to me. Sure, or she's a woman.
Yeah, or right. She's a woman. Yeah, exactly. Right. Or I'm not sure anymore, but that's another story. Oh, we got a couple hours of broadcast healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I think we're going to lead up with a story that it kind of reminds me of John Mellencamp's, the title of his album, Nothing Matters and What If It Did, right? And it relates to something called a cannabis update.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
whole bunch of things. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
All right, cannabis update to open the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Thank you for being here.
This is a very important.
It is a very important update. A very important cannabis update. I don't know why it's more important than others. Perhaps because, yes, this is a good story for Election Day. Something that could actually make a difference in the lives of the people of the states that have this option. 5 states are considering full-on legalization of cannabis. And that includes the freedom to use it however you want. Oh, my gosh. You mean the government's going to let you use it recreationally if that's your perception of the validity of that plant? You know, we have a lot of people that, you know, longtime listeners to the show that understand where we are about the medicinal and free access use, if you will, of this plant for the healing reasons. But get very upset if someone were to use it recreationally. I'm like, dude, what is your problem? If somebody wants to do that, if they're hurting nobody else, then what are you trying to do? Run their lives because you have some kind of moral compass that says this plant that God created is somehow amoral or immoral when it's used to, well, for fun? And I'm not a person that's ever used it for fun. I just say that maybe as a clarification to you. Oh, yeah, Robert's just a stoner. Oh, yeah, I'm a stoner. I'm just saying my enjoyment is that when people get this plant and utilize it for their benefit, and I don't give a flip if they use it medicinally or recreationally, and yet there are 5 states that might, just might, pass it so that it can be used recreationally, like in, where is it, in Colorado and... where was the state?
Colorado, Washington, Oregon? And Oregon.
Oregon, right. So they're adding 5 states potentially. I don't know who's leaning which way. California looks like a gimme. Massachusetts, not so sure.
I think Massachusetts,
Maine,
right? Massachusetts, I think, is looking good as well.
Really? But Maine, I would think Maine would be an easy one, no?
Maine, yeah. I think Arizona is kind of up in the air. There's a lot of opposition to the legalization in Arizona.
Right.
And Nevada, I think, is kind of somewhere in the middle as well. But I think this is, you know, listen, California, I'm surprised California didn't get there already, right?
Yeah, you'd think they would have been first.
would have, they would have been right up there, you know, with the Bay Areas and everything. But
I want to mandate Richard Pan smokes out until he forgets who he is, and then just doesn't bother any kids.
Yeah, well,
anymore.
If he did that, he probably wouldn't be able to run next time you go try and talk to him, right?
Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah, Pan ran. Remember that? By the way, it's Advanced Medicine. Today we've got Dr. Rashid Batar scheduled, as always, and look forward to talking a lot. There's some autism stories we're going to hit today as well, and deficiencies. We're still catching up on questions of the day. We got a number of them as well. But in addition to the five states that have it potentially for full-on legalization, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota have it on the ballot for medical use. And I'm telling you, it's just ridiculous that it isn't available that way everywhere at this point. But the federal government, bless the federal government. Oh, my gosh. They just don't know what they're doing, right? Still have it as a Schedule I drug. So dangerous, it could be considered in a class with heroin. So addictive. Wait a second. It's not addictive. It's not dangerous. It doesn't kill you. You know, again, the delegitimization.
What? And on top of that, the government has a patent on it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But yeah, I forgot to mention that. You're right.
Yeah.
But this is what I say. The delegitimization of the federal government is the best thing that could happen for all Americans. Because, you know, I just have to say, look at their scheduling of cannabis and say no more. Tell me how they're legitimate. Tell me. There's no legitimacy there. I could point to the CDC. We could point to the FDA. We could point to the selection and the selection of Hillary Clinton. And we say delegitimize it. We could go on the state level like Idaho. What the hell is Idaho doing wrong? Well, a mom just lost custody of her children because she gave her daughter cannabis butter to relieve her seizures. And uh-oh, Idaho doesn't have medical marijuana, doesn't have medical cannabis. And so the people of Idaho, where are you? Why are you not up in arms over this? Idaho, it's not the most populous state in the union. You think it'd be an easy thing to overturn, but no. Idaho, they would rather steal children, put them at risk to Child Protective Services because a mom dared to give cannabis to the child to relieve the seizures and successfully did so until now the child has been removed. And by the way, she had already been on medical treatments for seizures, seizure medication, anti-seizure medication, which guess what? Didn't work. How often are we going to hear that story?
Gave her daughter seizures.
They don't even have a... Folks, government is the enemy of freedom. Our founding fathers knew that. Are you going to recognize it now, no matter who gets selected or elected? The idea is downsize, and if you can't do that, unplug. It's not legitimate. It hasn't been legitimate for a long time. All right, questions of the day coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes there. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Shoot Burdon is here making it sound so good. And you can call in now if you'd like.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, Genesis Communications Network, our syndication home and broadcast radio. And, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts all over the world now. Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and robertscabell.com along with SoundCloud. So, folks, thanks for being here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now that we've delegitimized the federal government, we can move on. We can move on to you, to me, to Super Don, to your questions and comments when you have them. You can go to robertscottbell.com and just submit them as you will, or call us live on the air, or leave a message when we're off the air.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, the first question of the day, and there will be many. We're working on getting through them, folks. I'm back in studio. This is an easy one. This is really good. This one's from, let me see, Marin, okay. I'm actually going to demonstrate this one because it's an interesting question. She asks...
you're going to do a radio demonstration?
I'm going to do a radio demonstration of this, okay?
Okay. All
right. Is it safe to use the bioactive silver... Right? We talk about silver hydrosol in your eye. Is it safe to put the bioactive silver hydrosol in your eye? Okay. Are you ready? Okay. I just took off my Coke bottle glasses, right? So I can't see a thing right now. Okay. I aim it properly. I'm going to spray it right in my eye. Are you ready? I hope you can hear this. Here we go. Just kidding. I actually did. Here, wait. Let me spray the other eye. Actually, I just sprayed them both eyes. There was no pain. I screamed just for effect because that's what radio. You only have sound effects.
All right. So Robert Scott Bell just sprayed himself.
Yeah.
In the eye with some bioactive silver. Now you may have a biased opinion because you are the host of the show. So,
well, I mean, my eyes don't have a bias.
Look,
what?
Look, we're going to do a double-blind placebo test here. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. Do you have some, too?
I've got mine right here, so I'm going to spray some of mine. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
You're okay? Can you see?
Yeah.
Can you still see?
I can see pretty good out of one eye. The other eye's kind of wet right now, but
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Yes.
Hey, this is great news. We survived the test, and it was a blinded test, but nobody's blind. We sprayed bioactive silver hydrosol into our eyes. Super Don and Robert Scott Bell today on the air. Now, it's a valid question, Marin, although I always kind of lightheartedly look at these things because the question on safety, if you really knew what we're dealing with here, like, for instance, Sovereign Silver, it is a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Okay? That means it's cleaner than anything coming out of the tap. It's cleaner than anything coming out of your filter. As good as your filter is, you're not producing pharmaceutical-grade purified water. That's a whole other level. Okay? That's the base. What else is in there? 10 parts per million of these silver ions and a small percentage of the nanoclusters in reservoir, so to speak, for more ions. Now, 100-plus years ago, modern medicine found that they could dilute silver nitrate and drop it into the eyes of newborn babies to prevent infection coming through the birth canal. If there was a venereal infection of some kind, that would prevent neonatal blindness. They chose this silver nitrate because it had a high rate of dissociating cations. Pop, 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 pop. A lot of cations. Pop, 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 pop. The advantage of the silver hydrosol is it's basically all cations. It's all cations. That's the active state of silver. What does it do? Does it damage your eyes? No. It doesn't damage healthy mammalian tissue at all. But it is antimicrobial. It is antibacterial. It is virostatic. It is antifungal. And it does this without harming healthy mammalian tissue. Your healthy cells are not harmed, as evidenced by our little test here of doing the silver. Maybe I should do this on a video. You know how we have the silver halo protocol that we did? Should I do this on a video for people?
Sure. This could be fun. Yeah, it's a little easier just to. But, you know, look, you can use the spray. It's a little easier to use the drops if you get the dropper.
Right. I like the spray personally, but I know some people are like, "Ooh, I don't want to spray anything in my eye." That's fine. But
and also, real quick, we probably should mention what would be the reasons why you would want to spray this in your eye.
Pink eye, conjunctivitis. Now, if I had a pink eye when I sprayed it in, it would sting. I will tell you honestly, it would sting. Why? Not because it's dangerous suddenly, but because it attacks immediately the membrane surrounding the bacteria, and it punctures through them. It ruptures the membrane of the bacteria. And then what happens? The potassium contents from the bacterial cell spill out onto sensitive eye tissue. Sinus tissue as well. It'll sting if you have a bacterial infection, but not because it's hurting you, because it's hurting the bad guys, and they're dumping their potassium. And each dose afterwards, it will reduce and reduce, and it'll be gone so quickly. And by the way, there is silver in tap water. And if you're bathing in tap water, why don't you ask the question if it's safe to put tap water in your eyes? Just saying.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking about water and water quality at the break, and we got a water story we're going to hit in a moment as well. But I kind of, facetiously asked, you know, why don't you ask if tap water is safe to put in your eye? But when you know what's in tap water, you don't want to bathe in it. Oh, I know, they make it potable and safe relatively because they chlorinate it and such because, you know, they have to kill the bacteria that could potentially create dysentery and things that we see in Haiti. But if you're not filtering the water in your house, I mean, I realize there are economic challenges out there and maybe you can't afford a whole house filter, but at least get a shower filter. They're very you can go into Office Depot or Home Depot or whatever those places are. They have them, you know, a lot of it. So, I ask you, and I think we're asked to do the basic minimum, the bare minimum. If you know that you've got these chemicals in the water that are harmful long term and that do absorb through the skin, find a way to at least filter it out. And like with my buddy Paul Bear Carroll and the Echo Water System, there's now a new system that's a point of use that we'll get to briefly that produces hydrogen that doesn't alkalize or anything, and it's even more reasonable. But even so, for those that can qualify, they have payment plans, like it could be as little as, $15 a month or something like that. And most people are paying more for drinking water, but if they're paying bottled water or whatever delivery. So just consider it. That's all I'm saying. Just consider it as we look for ways to strategize and clean up what goes into our bodies, onto our bodies, and including into our eyes, should that be necessary. And, of course, it's going to get in your eyes when you're bathing. That's just normal. But I want you to clean up what's getting in there. And speaking of cleaning up what's getting in there, pesticides found in the majority of drinking water tested, according to the EPA. And they're warning consumers that they need water upgrades. Now, this EPA happens to be in Ireland. They have an Environmental Protection Agency. We have a lot of listeners in Ireland through UK Health Radio. And some listen live later at night or in the middle of the night if they stay up late. Because I guess we are what is that overnight Nuri show? What do they call that, coast to coast?
Oh, we're the coast to coast AM?
For Ireland, yes.
For Ireland.
Those who are up late. We're a coast to coast for the United Kingdom.
We should be talking about leprechauns then.
Well, the leprechauns are also spraying silver in their eyes just so they can see at night.
Well, wait a minute, though. Wouldn't a leprechaun spray gold instead of silver?
Colloidal gold? Yeah, it's possible.
There you go.
You know, they'd be chewing on their lucky charms. The Environmental Protection Agency taking action in Ireland to address water quality issues because they're finding pesticides in the samples almost everywhere. Trihalomethanes, THMs. And, you know, even though this is a story in Ireland, anywhere in the world where they're spraying glyphosate or any of these pesticides, it's getting into the water table. They're not filtering it out in the municipal systems. As I said, they're pretty much adding chlorine, sometimes fluoride, and the filtration is minimal at best. In the meantime, you're recycling and recirculating drugs, antibiotics, birth control pills on top of these contaminants from the pesticide-laden fields that are just soaking up into the water table. And so they're talking about boil water alerts, but I don't think you can boil pesticides away. To my knowledge, you can't boil them away.
That doesn't sound right. Yeah.
No, it's a filtration issue. Let's see, the MCPA pesticide pervasive throughout water samples. Let's see, what are the MPCA? MCPA, 41 testing high for specific, so that's another one out there. THMs, we've already mentioned. Now, I want to speak to you of filtration. The health ranger, Mike Adams, has tested the Echo water system. He hasn't gone public with it yet that I know of. But yes, it pulls out pesticides. So at point of use at the sink, if you want to protect your family, filtration that will also add hydrogen, which will counteract a lot of the free radicals, that's a system you should seriously consider. Download the ebook at robertswater.com. Learn about it, and then call Echo Water and find out how you can get the system. Again, they now have a new system that filters it just as well as the Echo 9, but doesn't produce the alkaline water if you don't want it, and it's awesome. Because as we know, the benefit to alkaline water is not the alkalinity. It's the hydrogen that's produced. And if you have any of these other brands of ionization units, remember, you got to clean the electrodes every couple of weeks because the scale will build up and you won't produce the hydrogen that makes it wonderful water. So look into that, learn about that. We'll get Paul back on in a little while. We have another question of the day coming in here, and this one's from Lucy. And she says, my daughter has had an autoimmune response to the HPV vaccine. This has caused her to miss several weeks of school just as she started the GCSE course. Do you know what the GCSE course is? Because I don't know what that is.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
All right. Further reading has revealed that hers is not a unique reaction. No, you're darn straight it's not, Lucy. This is happening to a lot of, especially preteen and teenage girls that are getting the shot. They are being stimulated into autoimmunity, their immune system. Now, interestingly enough, Lucy says she's pro-vaccine. How can you be pro-vaccine when you ask a question about vaccines? Don't you know the rules of pro-vaccine is that you shall never ask a question about vaccines?
Are we experiencing an anomaly right now?
Yeah, this is kind of strange. It's like the first rule of Fight Club. The first rule of being pro-vaccine is you never ask any questions about vaccines.
By the way, GCSE courses are in the U.K., so this is a U.K. listener.
See, I'm telling you, we got a lot of fans in the U.K. We love you in the U.K. She says she's pro-vaccine, but she strongly feels that more research should be put into identifying those children most at risk for severe side effects. I've got no problem with that stance, Lucy. And Dr. Batar and I said we're not anti-vaccine, even though, you know, the pro-vaccinators would say we are. I am anti the way they do vaccines, absolutely. If you want to so-called vaccinate or immunize, the only way I can support it at present is through homeoprophylaxis, but through injection of toxic poisons. And I don't care if you don't identify my kid as one of those that can't methylate or excrete. You're not getting anywhere near my kids with what's in a vaccine. So, Lucy, whether you're pro-vaccine or not, and I'll take you at your word that you're pro-vaccine, you have to ask the question, what's in it? And until they clean it up, you never want that injected. And even if they do, you never know, because something like squalene, which is added MF59 as an adjuvant in certain vaccines, can be safely ingested, can be safely put on the skin, but the moment you inject it, you will stimulate your child's body into autoimmunity, devastating things like Gulf War illness linked to squalene injections. So, again, the way it's introduced into the body does matter. Absolutely does matter. But she's, you know, wanting more research. That's fine to prevent them from getting the condition as serious as the risk causing them to be vaccinated for in the first place. By the way, the risk of the HPV shot is that it causes the very cancer they claim it prevents. Read up on it. Go to sanevax.org. Sanevax.org. Lucy, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll never want to allow any child near the HPV vaccine or jab, as you say in England, the jab. Lucy goes on and she says, I am keen to explore the factors that put people receiving vaccines at increased risk of reaction. All right, good. Go to sanevax.org, as I said before. Are you aware of anyone else who has had an autoimmune reaction to a vaccine, a condition ending in ITIS, inflammation? Abso-frickin-lutely. And Lucy, if you look at the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which is supposedly maybe 10% of all the actual events being reported, a huge number of those are inflammatory responses. And if you've ever read, Lucy, the inserts, I don't know if they're required in doctors' offices in England, but in America they're supposed to be able to make them available. And it's not just the quick reference sheet, it's the actual insert of the vaccine. You will find many inflammatory responses that are known, absolutely known, not unknown, but known and acknowledged by the FDA here in the United States as a result of the vaccination. But they say, well, it's only one in a million. And if it's only 10% of the reporting, it's not one in a million. And even if it was, Lucy, your child who was harmed into an autoimmune reaction is that one in a million. So therefore, in your child's case, it's one in one. Now, your next question is also a good one, Lucy. You're thinking clearly, I like that. If so, the itis, right? Did they have pre-existing conditions such as allergies, irritable bowel or arthritis, and did anyone report it on the yellow card reporting system? I don't know the answer to that, because the yellow card may be considered the UK version of our adverse event reporting system. But what you can know, Lucy, is that in the insert of any or all of these vaccines, you will find out that it is contraindicated to give a child with an immune, some kind of immune manifestation, an immune aberration, an immune dysfunction, to give that child a vaccine. It's plain, simple immunology 101 and vaccinology 101, yet how many doctors actually pay attention to that warning? If a child has a simple cold with a fever and you give them a vaccine, that is absolutely malpractice, although I would argue that giving any child any vaccine at present based on the lack of safety studies is malpractice. But malpractice is the standard of care when it comes to allopathic injections of vaccinations. But you're right, Lucy, to look at anybody with pre-existing immune dysfunction, hyper-responses, including allergies, because that predisposes you to have an adverse reaction that manifests very quickly and more intensely. But that is not to say that those children who have no apparent allergy or IBS or arthritis would not also have a negative reaction. But you don't know until you give them the shot because they're not doing the test on the MTHFR gene mutation that they call the lack of ability to methylate. Those children are definitely more at risk, but I'm not here to say that even if they don't have that gene mutation, that they're not at risk as well. Because anytime you inject children, much less adults, with toxins that are not allowed in their baby bottle or in drinking water or in juice or milk, you're asking for trouble. And if your goal, which is a reasonable goal, is to prevent severe diseases from manifesting and harming or killing your child, then shouldn't we not look to homeoprophylaxis? That has shown evidence out of Cuba, out of India, out of South America, impacting millions, not just dozens or hundreds, but millions of people there. There is evidence of its benefit. But the vaccine industrial complex doesn't want you to know that because what they do is very profitable. And there's no liability in the United States if it gets on the CDC schedule. And I think there's a similar protection in Great Britain as well. So, Lucy, I appreciate you calling in. I hope you don't think I'm berating you about this. I'm not. I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm really appreciative of all of our listeners all around the world, including what is known as the United Kingdom. Post-Brexit, will Brexit absolutely work, or will they try and counteract it like they're trying to counteract the election here? More after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Superdon is at It's Superdon, I-T-I-T-S, It's Superdon. And, of course, we're here. We do some Periscope videos occasionally, some Facebook Lives. You know, I'll probably do some more now that I'm back home with the garden. I don't plan on having another trip for at least a month, I'm hoping. You know, it's like the last 35 or so days, I barely was home. I'd stop in and I'd leave again. It's like touch base, right. Gone again. And it kept going into November here.
So finally going to get some rest, huh?
Finally going to get some rest. And, you know, it's good for me, the travel time, because I have less time to pay attention to stupid on social media. And there's plenty of stupid on social media. The stories that you were talking about and griping and complaining about, bitching and moaning about Superdon, you never do that.
Yes. Sometimes.
It's par for the course. But, again, we balance it out by stepping back, looking at the whole forest so we can see what trees are there, right? Because there's legitimacy there in the social media, too. There's good, there's bad, and everything. And here's a story that says it's actually a study. They're claiming it's a study that finds people like the wrong stuff on social media even better. Like the wrong stuff?
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong, right? Yes. What is wrong? As an example in this Reuters story, on NBC News, they bring up the Zika virus. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is sounding interesting because we're probably in the wrong category according to the mainstream news, don't you think? Wouldn't you, if you're putting your money down on that, where would we be according to NBC News, right?
True. Yeah, right? Very good. Yeah. Very good. In this May, is actually a very important study. I'm sure that whoever it is that is conducting the study must be a top-notch individual in this field.
Yeah, totally on heavy medication by the FDA, the way that they've written this. In May and June of 2016, a period of heavy media coverage of the Zika virus epidemic spreading in the Americas, they said about 4 out of 5 popular posts on Facebook about Zika contained accurate information. Okay, so that's telling you more of the information, at least according to the mainstream media, is accurate coming out through social media. But the problem is, according to them, and according to one particular study author by the name of Dr. Mega Sharma. I'm not making that up.
Mega Sharma.
Mega Sharma. We're not just average Sharma. I'm Mega Sharma. Right? Look out. Get Ultraman in here to save us from Dr. Mega Sharma, a neonatal perinatal medicine fellow at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Milwaukee. All right. And she's associated with the CDC. Somehow she's like all about the WHO. That's where you get legitimate stuff. And she's worried that they just don't check the credibility of information. Okay, I'll give her that. Don't you think that a lot of people don't check the credibility of information posted on social media?
Too many.
Reasonable statement? Too many, right? So 4 out of 5 are good, according to her. But when it comes to liking and sharing, okay, the most shared and credible and useful post, according to Mega Sharma, was a WHO, World Health Organization press briefing. It was viewed 43,000 times and shared 964 Facebook accounts. Okay, 964 different accounts. But the most popular post spreading what they call misinformation that was claiming Zika was a fraudulent medical hoax was viewed 530,000 times, over 10 times more. And that post was also shared by 19,600 people, over 20 times more people. So the problem isn't that there isn't good or bad information. It's the problem that on social media, the information that is unapproved and not authoritative and not official is being spread and has become more popular in that form of media than they would care to admit or acknowledge, but now they have to acknowledge it. What are they going to do?
So I think maybe a good way to kind of translate this is that they're really upset, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the skeptics, they're all really upset because the official story is just not as popular as it used to be.
Right. People are going, eh. But the thing is about this, there's misinformation as well, because one of the things they claim people were sharing was that Zika was a virus used to depopulate the world, the population. And so that's where you've got fake news presenting itself as alternative views that people glom onto because, do you want to say the S word here, Super Don?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right, well, then we won't say it. But people are gullible. It's not that the official story is right and yet you're wrong about Zika, but when you think it's a depopulation agenda, everybody's wrong. All right, folks, we've got a lot more Healing to Go Advanced Medicine coming up after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.